Hello and welcome to Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we have talked about every single item in The Binding of Isaac. I know it sounds unlikely, but we did it. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined, as always, by a guy who really loves the protagonist of Berserk, or that one priestess from Baldur's Gate 3, or just his big old tummy, Gary Butterfield.
You know, I do kind of like my gut. My gut's okay. Externally. I don't like what it does to me. I don't, you know, but I don't mind it as a thing.
How you're
I don't like the organs
forward.
Inside it. Say what?
How you're always falling forward.
I don't mind that. That's kind of fun, and it's a soft place to land.
You somersault so good. If you've never seen Gary Butterfault, I got confused.
The Butterfault in our stars.
Yeah, we do both probably have cancer.
Yes. You wouldn't think this, but I'm great at tumbling.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't think it, and you are.
Yes, those are both true things. And other than the organs inside my guts, I'm pretty okay with my gut. You know?
Okay, which organ do you hate most in your gut?
Great question. Well, my kidneys, because they're slacking. But other than that, my stomach.
Yeah, so, okay. Gary, I guess that's fair. I obviously hate my pancreas because of the diabetes.
Sure. It says a lot that that's a number three for me.
Yeah.
And I have the same disease you do.
Yeah. I mean, in a lot of ways.
Yes.
This show is basically.
It's Grant Morrison's first infectious podcast.
Aw, jeez. I don't want to play the Invisibles, Gary. It's an aerosol. It sounds weird.
But yeah, generally okay. What are your thoughts on your gut lately? How's your gut? Let's do a gut check. It's our famous segment, gut check.
Well, Gary, I don't know if you know, but I've been working out, so I've been trying to get it down a little bit. Also, I'm on the famous weight loss drug, Ozempic.
Sure. You graduated to needle drugs. It was time.
Yeah, which has been helping me manage my diabetes, but has not been really helping me manage my weight. I don't know. My gut, it's gotten real muffin toppy. I think I've lost a little bit of weight, but it just means that all the weight that's there now hangs lower.
Sure.
Creating a sort of jellyfish effect.
Sure. Like a human skirt. I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's, you know, on the plus side, keeps my dick out of the rain, you know?
Sure. I like that part of it.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's a return to form because I was recording naked. Because I hadn't done that in a while, but I am wearing a knee brace, so not quite.
Are you wearing
and a
underwear?
Smile.
Are you wearing underwear?
No. No. What's wrong with you? Yeah. Did you just hang up on me? Hello.
I'm just letting you know I can hit that button whenever I want.
Great timing. I'm glad that worked and it wasn't. It didn't just fuck up.
Yeah. I'm just letting you know that there's an end call button that I can hit whenever I want, Gary, when you say things like I'm naked except for the knee brace.
And a smile.
And I don't like the smile. The smile makes it worse.
I know. It's because I'm happy. I didn't know we could hang up. That changes everything.
Yeah, it really changed the dynamic quite a bit.
Yeah. You might be asking, listener, you're not asking because I told you this, why I'm wearing a knee brace. And the answer is I was skiing and really pushing my body to the limit and really tore the tendon that goes between my kneecap and my shin.
Yeah, you were really trying to advance the art of the somersault. You were trying to really pull a Bono.
My tumbling, I like to think of it as high diving on the ground is how I approach it. My approach to tumbling. And I just pushed the body to the limit. That's a lie. I was sleeping.
Yeah. No, sleeping. In some ways.
The most athletic thing I do.
Yeah, the podcaster's tumble.
Yes, exercise. Yeah, the podcaster's tumble, a.k.a. tumble into dreamland. But I did it. I fucked it up. You know, despite lots of practice, you can still roll a one. And so now I have a knee brace.
Gary, now I'm very sympathetic to your pain, but also I'm thinking about the last 10 seconds of Sonny Bono's life.
Sure.
Like,
do you think it was fun? Is that what you're thinking of?
I don't know, man. It's already like I have a decent, you might not believe this, but I have like a decent amount of empathy. I just use it for sociopathic reasons.
Okay. I believe half of that.
Yeah. Which half?
I'll never tell.
But I'm usually pretty good at putting myself in other people's head spaces so that I can mm-hmm. be meaner to them. It's already hard to embody Sonny Bono. To embody sure. Sonny Bono while skiing and 10 seconds away from fatally slamming into yeah. a tree. Like, in your head, you're just like, I'm Sonny Bono. I'm a pretty popular pop star with, like,
slash
one
governor?
Good hit. House of Reps, I think.
Yeah, House Representative slash politician. There's a lot of things to embody Sonny Bono is the ultimate actor's challenge.
Yeah, I fucked Cher many times.
Once. Yeah. And I still look like me.
I like, still look exactly like yeah. me, and in 10 seconds, I'm going to fatally strike a tree while skiing, and that's going to be how my story ends.
Yeah, doing a thing that I think is very fun and thrilling. Like, there's, man, that is an actor's challenge. They should change, like, actor school to that. Like, you should automatically get a Juilliard if you can fully do that, because it is too many things.
Oh, my God.
He's a multi-hyphenate. Death by ski, congressman, fucked Cher. Like, they need to make a new goat.
Gary, can we need to get a Sonny Bono biopic going that mm-hmm. takes place in his mind in the 10 yes. seconds before he hits the tree.
Can it be like Herman's Head, where there's a bunch of different aspects of Sonny Bono that all live in his head?
Yep, and at least, like, one of them is voiced by Yeardley.
Yeah, oh my God. Love that. I don't know what it would be like to die by skiing.
On some level, you have to be like, I deserve this.
You did. It is kind of a fuck around and find out.
Yeah. Nobody ever makes you ski unless you're yeah. James Bond.
It's the same thing about death in water, you know?
Sure.
Like, there's no reason to go in water, you know, other than like a shower. If you die, like a shark eats you or you drown in the ocean or whatever, like you did kind of throw yourself into an area we shouldn't be.
Yeah.
You know, it's like dying on the moon or something.
Or like deep sea cave diving.
Yes. Yeah, that shit's nuts. I watched a documentary this last weekend.
Big brag from Gary.
Big brag. It is a really trashy documentary about the most extreme haunted house, the one where they like piss on you and stuff.
Oh, sure.
And they brought in an expert who was talking about how some people are extreme like thrill seekers and we need to have an outlet for them. And mm-hmm. that's what this kind of thing gives us, you know? Like, some people are just not going to be satisfied, you know, doing normal things. Like, they're going to have to almost die or have a guy like spit on them and piss on them and shit.
And legally, we're not allowed to just kill these people because they're, what if we need them for a war?
That's really the kind of subtext of it. It's like, oh, you're like, somebody went back. Someone did it and was in the documentary about how traumatizing it was. And then it was like, and then that was the first time.
Yeah.
And there's an element, like, you never want to victim blame anything, obviously. But there's an element where I'm like, man, you went back again? That's wild. That is some stuff. They could pull your teeth out during it. Like, it's fucking nuts.
I need those and they don't come back.
Yeah. You don't get more teeth. You get more roller coaster rides. You don't get more teeth.
I do love a roller coaster ride, Gary.
I'm just saying, have these people heard about roller coasters?
Yeah,
they're pretty thrilling.
They're pretty thrilling. They got one at Six Flags down in California. They shoot fire at you.
I also went down a coaster tube hole and saw, I think that YouTube just knew me. They're just like, oh, you're looking at thrill-seeking yeah. weirdos. That was like super scary roller coasters. And some of the things they do, like the negative, like when it drops down and then moves backwards. You know, so you're going down towards the earth and back towards your feet.
Yeah.
At
I
the
like
same
that.
Time. Like, that stuff's nuts. That seems scary as hell. A lot of jump scares and stuff. Weird drops. Like, there's all kinds of stuff you can do in a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And
just
you don't
stay
have to pay like a weird California weirdo to urinate in your eye.
Yeah. Just stay away from any Schlitterbahn videos, you know?
Very much so.
Or the, man, that fucked me up video. So much when I heard about that.
Yeah.
People should do testing so that their water slides don't decapitate children. I don't have a lot of moral stances, Gary, but I'm willing to.
That's a flag you plant in the sand for a long time on this show.
Before Schlitterbahn, honestly.
Yeah. You know what? You could have prevented it. You know?
Yeah, I guess
worked a little harder.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah. You know, I didn't think about it from a personal responsibility angle, but it's there.
I guess I wasn't the change I wanted to see in the world, Gary. And no, so a child was decapitated on
sure,
a water slide. Jesus.
Yeah. That's the water slide at least cleans itself.
You know? Gary, you're always finding the bright side of things.
I'm a real silver lining thing. I'm wearing a smile.
Is this the silver lining? Gary, you made me think about it again. It's a big red button with a phone on it, and I can just hit it.
Yeah, that just calls me, and I'm even more naked.
Gary, we are, of course, talking about every monster in The Binding of Isaac. How could you not know that that's what we weren't doing 10 and a half minutes into this episode?
Yeah. We are moving through these monsters at a clip that is honestly unheard of. And I fear we're going to run out of road.
Yeah, I agree that it is honestly unheard of.
Yes. Did I say honestly?
It certainly sounded like that to me. Maybe Skype fucked with it.
I got some throat butter going on. Mm. Throat butter field.
Throat butter salt.
Ooh. You a salted butter guy or an unsalted butter guy?
Gary, I like to have control over the salt levels of my food, and so I use unsalted butter, and then if I find the food isn't salty enough, I will add salt to it.
Same. I think the salted butter is kind of pointless. Even if I'm just going to spread it on bread, I'll just throw some salt on there.
That's also something, you know, what is his name? Kenji Lopez Alt, something like that. The food lab guy is like, get low-sodium chicken stock, because you can just fucking add salt.
Sodium is easy.
It literally comes out of the ground, and they sell it for like a pound for a nickel.
It's the rock we love to eat.
It's so good. It makes our action potentials go.
It really does. Every once in a while, you eat something, and I'm like, this is too salty, but I'm way into it. No. Like, I got food poisoning this weekend from a salty burger, and my wife did as well, so I know it's food poisoning. We both vomited.
Oh, Gary, where'd you get it from? Slander them.
Well, I, you know, this is just a true thing that happened. It's called like Iron Spike or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a well-rated smash burger place in Portland that we got on Grubhub. Liv had a rough day and was like, I want burger. And I'm like, okay, let's get burger. And this is going to sound like an exaggeration. Best French fries I've ever had in my life. Mm-hmm. Burger was excellent. Tasted so good. Liv woke up in the middle of the night and puked. I woke up and puked. We both felt horrible the next day. Incredible stuff. But Gary, it tasted so good.
Gary, can I confess something?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck a smash burger is.
Oh, buddy. They're good. You take your burger.
Uh-huh.
And you smash it down real flat. So it gets all kind of crispy on the edges.
Oh, it's kind of like chopped steak.
No.
Kind of like chopped steak at at Steak and Shake.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I haven't had that at Steak and Shake.
So Gary, you're not going to Steak and Shake all the time?
We went to Steak and Shake in Illinois when they existed, but I didn't sample the entire menu. I think I probably went like three times.
No, it's just what they call their burgers. They call it chopped steak.
Okay, I thought it was a steak burger.
That's what they sell. They sell steak burgers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, kind of like that. They do a smash. Most fast food burgers are smash burgers of some sort, basically.
What?
So like not a big beefy wad, you know, like a thin kind of a little bit crispy burger.
Okay.
You know, with some toothfulness to it.
Gary, who's trying to trick me here? Is it you or restaurants?
It's restaurants.
All right.
Yeah, it's always restaurants.
Never Gary. Gary, never trick.
I'm not tricksy. Last time we were talking about boils.
We sure were, Gary.
We were talking about how many boils we had and all that stuff. Any updates since last week?
No, I remain, at the moment, boil free. Obviously, like, you know, my body is in a constant war with, my compulsive, issues. Like,
yes.
I have compulsive stuff, right? We've talked about fingernails, we've talked about, gum chewing. This is one of the grosser things I've ever said on the show. Every scab on my body is just in a war of willpower with my brain.
Okay.
Because I really like the sensation of picking one.
Mm.
Really, really, really?
Yeah, it's fun. They should make like a little like thing you can pick. Like if we're going to grow flesh in a lab.
Yeah.
You should be able to buy a ball of flesh that you can then wound so it scabs up. So you can pick those scabs and put a tiny little brain in there. So it's a little bit of wear.
But I think I do need the little bit of pain to make it work. Like, I don't know, man. When you get one to just when you get one to peel off whole,
bat a no hitter. Yeah. Like nothing but net.
Yeah. It's, you know, so that's the war That's The War at Home, which is the TV show, mm-hmm. I believe.
Will.
Yes, Gary.
As your friend, as somebody, you know, we're talking on this podcast, we talked about this stuff before.
Oh, it's never good when people start with that phrase.
You don't eat the scabs, do you?
What do you mean?
I think it's pretty clear in my sentence.
I don't know what you mean.
Okay. I'll accept that as the fifth.
Like, I don't know what you mean.
Okay. Good answer. Good answer, derogatory. yeah. I haven't no boils for me in a sense last week as well.
Oh, good.
I will get my scab relationship. I'm like you, where I also like picking them.
Mm-hmm.
But I sometimes get them on my head. You know, so like, oh. like a little like pimple or something on my head that I pop and then it turns into a scab. And I feel like that's the best of both worlds because you can pick at that, but nothing happens. Nobody sees it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like a little fidget toy you have.
Yeah. And sure. Are you potentially giving yourself meningitis? Who knows?
That's for those eggheads at MIT to figure out. Not
Gary, can you do me a real quick favor and draw me a clock?
Yeah. On what?
I guess just paper in front of you or in MS Paint and send it to me. Gary, do you get the joke here?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you where my scabs are, but I'm not going to follow through with it because even though I do have paper
stuff,
it take a lot of stuff. And also I'm wearing a smile, so I might accidentally take a picture of.
Sure.
Something I don't want to take a picture of.
That's a Hannibal reference, by the way, the drawing a clock.
Oh, no, I didn't get that reference. I thought it was Super Clock, how I described things in relationship to a 3D clock.
Oh. See, I thought that might be where your brain is going. And that's also would have been a funny thing. But no, it is a plot point in the first season of Hannibal that one of the characters contracts meningitis and Hannibal doesn't tell him because it makes him easier to fuck with. And the way you test for it is you draw a clock and see if you can space the numbers properly.
Ooh, I haven't done that in a long time. I wonder if I've got meningitis.
Yeah, the man draws a real fucked up clock, Gary. I don't know what to tell you. Spoilers for Hannibal.
Okay. Now that I know there's clock stuff, I gotta...
Yeah.
This show I gotta see.
Cannibalism. I didn't realize they were drawing clocks.
Yeah. Those motherfuckers are drawing clocks. I knew it was that kind of TV show.
Hey, Gary, you want to talk about a monster?
Yes.
How about
I think
gut?
We have time for one. This is the same thing as the boil. The boil spits out little blood bullets, but this one shoots out Ipecac shots.
Yeah, and they regenerate all of these. I don't think we mentioned about the boil.
Is the main thing about the boil that we didn't, is about this monster that we just didn't mention.
Yeah, they start out little, real small and they can't fire, and then they regenerate health until they get big enough, and then they fire.
Yes, and if you shoot them, they lose health and get smaller, but you have to finish them off because they'll always regenerate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true of this entire class of monsters we're going through. The gut does though that, except it shoots Ipecac shots. So like all Ipecac monsters, you can use this, you know, you can trick it into, it can fight enemies for you. It can blow up tinted rocks and stuff.
Yeah.
Generally I kind of like these a little bit more than boil because I think it's easier to dodge one big Ipecac shot than it is to, you know, dodge that weird arced monstro, kind of blood.
Oh, indubitably.
Indubitably.
Gary, I texted you about this yesterday, but I went and saw an anime movie.
This is very funny. What movie was it?
It's called Patima Inverted. It's from like 2013. OMSI's running a sci-fi film festival right now, so it's like 10 years old. It's fine. It's cute. It's got a lot of anime bullshit in it. It's
like it.
Blessedly not horny, but it's still two teenagers fall in love, but one of them's upside down. Anyway. But no, but the main guy was voiced by Michael Dean Venture Sinterklaas, and it was the most distracting fucking thing in the entire world.
For people who don't know that and didn't listen to the TV show or the podcast Orb, which you should, the voice of Dean, that actor looks like Dean and sounds like Dean all the time. This is essentially Will telling me that an anime character was voiced by Dean Venture.
Yeah, every second you expect him to say that he looks like Santa's magic janitor.
Yes. Or he doesn't say that. Somebody'd say it about him.
Wait, yeah,
he
no,
like
he
Santa's
says
magic janitor. No, Hank says it to Dean.
No, Dean says it about himself.
You look. Oh no, you're right. Hank says you look at the mayor of Candyland.
Yeah, there we go.
Thank you. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah, Gary, I'm just excited to know a thing. It's a yeah. first for everything, and it's exciting for me.
Yeah, that would be incredibly distracting. Yeah, man, it makes me. I'm gonna watch a clip of that just to see Dean do some anime bullshit.
Yeah,
I'm good for him for getting work.
Yeah, I think he works actually pretty regularly.
Yeah, Dean's everywhere.
There's Dean. Gary, while I'm just, you know, spreading things about my life, can I give you another, like, micro anecdote?
Of course. I've been microdosing anecdotes all this entire podcast.
Yeah, so I was taking the trash out last night.
Sure.
It's garbage day here in Portland. Wow.
No, it's a different garbage day every part of Portland. It's garbage day for you.
When's your garbage day?
My garbage day is tonight. My garbage day is tomorrow. It's by, like, zone. It's not the same garbage day everywhere.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Santa Claus was—he was Leonardo in the most recent Ninja Turtles show.
Oh, fascinating, Leonardo.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that anime film Your Name from 2016 that everybody liked—he's the English dub of that. I guess he just does a lot of anime dubs.
Oh, well, I mean, if you're a voice actor, what else are you gonna do? You know?
Yeah. He's in Young Jedi Adventures as Milkman.
That's my favorite Jedi.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mace Windu.
Yeah.
You know, Milkman.
I wish that the TV show Misfits didn't already have a character with lactokinesis, because that'd be a very funny riff to go down. But
the Milk Jedi.
Yeah. No. Okay, so I'm
not
taking out my
Jedi milk, which is what you pull out of Samuel Jackson's hog.
Well, I mean, it's also what Luke, Gary, you know that there's a prominent milk drinking scene.
Yeah, he doesn't drink Jedi. Well, it's Jedi milk because a Jedi is drinking it, but it comes from an animal, and he drinks it like directly from the nipple, right? It's something real gross.
He milks it from the nipple and then immediately drinks. There's no pasteurization or homogenization happening.
Yeah, it's got all the chunks in and stuff. I know,
and he's got a big mustache, and it does stick to the mustache.
Yes, I by osmosis, I know the gross Luke Skywalker.
Movie's so fucking good, man.
I believe it, but it's like I don't want to watch the scaffolding.
I know.
You know? Anywho, you're taking out the garbage in your localized garbage night.
Yeah, that's going to fuck with me all day.
Instanced.
Anyway. Ugh. And the garbage can, I'll tell you, is very overfilled because they only pick up the garbage every other week.
Yep.
And we have three cats and they piss and shit a lot.
They love it.
So the garbage can tips over because it's unbalanced. And here's what I yell to myself as the garbage can tips over and trash spills out into my driveway. Fuck me, decisions.
What were the two decisions you were thinking of?
I don't know why I said decisions.
It feels like fuck me, indecision, or fuck me, the cruel whims of fate. I have but one path.
No, because Gary, everything bad that happens to me is my fault. So I think that's, I've made decisions at some point.
Decisions you had made, not decisions you have to make.
No. Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah. No.
I thought you were like, I am truly at a crossroads here. What shall I do with this?
I could leave this tipped over in my driveway. I literally had seen a raccoon 1 minute earlier. So seems like a self-correcting problem.
Just kind of hope the sanitation workers just decide to take it upon themselves. You know?
Yeah, to go up the 20 feet of my driveway to just, we'll get that.
We'll throw you a bone. Or you pick it up.
But no,
did a litter bag break?
No, they're buried pretty far down. I did have the top bag did tip out, but.
Okay. If it just has human garbage, that's okay. When a litter bag breaks, that's awful. I've had that happen before, and you basically just have to get the hose and just spray it onto the street and be like, "This can't be my thing."
Yeah, that's
there's no way to pick it up.
That's street cleaning's job now.
Yeah, exactly. You have to shunt that stuff down the river. Some cases, quite literally, because it goes into the sewer into our water supply. But like, you cannot. There's nothing you can do about that. I mean, I guess you got like a snow shovel and certain technology, but.
I used litter during the winter for our to get my car unstuck.
Ooh. Yeah, we didn't have anything like that. We were out of litter. We do delivery litter, and went out to buy salt, and there was no salt, so we ended up buying ice cream rock salt, and it works just fine.
Yeah, and so, at the end, it's ice cream.
And it's salt. This episode is brought to you by salt.
Brought to you by salt. It will certainly give me a heart attack in 8 years.
Yeah, but it's going to be, it makes food taste like something.
I think first heart attack at 48 sounds about right.
It's not so bad. People have survived younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to get to 50 before the first one.
Calculating.
My dad had open heart surgery when he was, let's see, I was still in grad school, so he would have been 59.
Okay.
So
hereditary-wise, you're doing pretty good on that. Would you say you're in better or worse shape than your dad?
Oh, I'd like to think better. I'm fatter than he was at my age, but I'm not an alcoholic who takes lithium every single day. So
we're in similar kind of boats there. Like, I was, you know, asking you that made me think about it. I never thought about it before. And like, my dad is real thin, like his entire life, but he just did lots of coke, like a lot of cokes. He did lots of DUIing, which makes me think he's less healthy overall, but in more acute ways.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to die slowly over disease. He's going to die suddenly like Sonny Bono.
I bet. And the FDA doesn't want to say in this. They've sent me a lot of notes. I bet there's a certain amount of moderate cocaine use that's probably pretty good
for you. Like, kind of good for you? Like a glass of red wine a day?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just do it for the tannins.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah.
the antioxidant to this cocaine.
Biff. Mad Dog. Griff. Yeah. Do it for the tannins.
I that's excellent. I got that. The guy who runs that extreme haunted house looks a lot like an evil version of Biff Tannen.
Nice
to me. No,
Gary, not to play the have you seen this TV show game? Have you seen the episode of Nathan For You where they do an extreme haunted house?
No.
Oh, it's very funny. What they do, can I spoil it for you? Because like, yes. We're just fucking talking. They have people go through a haunted house. Like, Nathan comes to this haunted house and says, we're going to make your haunted house the scariest one. And then when they get out, they pull the people aside and say, hey, one of the performers touched you. They weren't supposed to do that. He actually has a infectious disease. We're going to have to take
him to the hospital. And then they take him to a paramedic and stuff. I have heard about that. That's very funny.
It's a good show. Great. Nathan Fielder. Funny.
Yeah. Funny man. Yeah, I need to go through that show and watch it. I like
friends with Emma Stone now.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, what do you like be friends with that guy? I think that'd be difficult. I find him hard to figure out what his personality would be like.
I think he's just quiet and funny.
Yeah, he could be. You know?
I mean, I've watched a lot of interviews with him. He's quiet and kind of shy and nervous, but he has very funny, weird ideas.
Mm.
And we could be best friends, he and I.
You think so?
I can hang with Nathan Fielder.
Okay. Yeah, I have to put that to the test.
Yeah, no. Fielder, get the kidnapping squad out.
Yeah. What were we talking about? It wasn't
Zach.
Monsters. Oh,
Zach.
Zach and a smile. We're talking about Zach. This is another version of the same monster class. This one is white. It's made out of webs. And this one spits out spiders when it's at full girth.
Gary, did you see that Madam Web?
No. I was curious about it, though. Everyone having that extreme reaction to it. I bet you it's, you know, I would have fun making fun of it.
Yeah, you gonna go see Kraven?
I might. I'm mostly invested in Venom in terms of the Sony Spider-Verse. But
oh, you're waiting for The Last Dance.
I am waiting for The Last Dance. I like both of those Venom movies a lot.
Yeah.
yeah, so, but did not see Madam Web. Didn't see Morbius, you know. Little side characters I'm not super interested in.
You're really letting down the Spider-Man without Spider-Verse.
I know the Sony Spider-Verse. It's its own noble thing.
It's so noble, Gary. It's
very
so
noble.
Beautiful.
They're trying. It's like a turtle trying to crust a tin can.
It's the single saddest cinematic universe in existence.
It's incredible. It's like the dark universe started and then immediately failed, and they're like, "We'll take that."
Yeah, all right, we've got all these amazing characters, but not Spider-Man.
Yeah, and nobody likes those characters, and they don't have, it's not just they don't have Spider-Man, because that'd be enough, you know?
Yeah.
Let's say they just didn't have Spider-Man. You know, obviously you do a Venom movie, that's a slam dunk.
Sure.
You do like a Green Goblin movie or something.
Yeah.
But they don't have lots of stuff.
Yeah, no, like, they don't have Doc Ock.
Yeah, if they just didn't have Spider-Man, that's fine. There's a whole comic about that called Web of Spider-Man. It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just have only the dregs. It's pretty great.
And then, just to make things worse, every 4 years, their animation department makes the best Spider-Man movie
ever. Yep. And they're like, well, see, you like Spider-Man, right?
In a movie with infinite Spider-Man in it.
Yes. You can either get all or none. None left with Spider-Man is the order.
You get Madam Web. You get. Do you know who the bad guy in Madam Web is?
It's Totem Spider-Man.
It's
like
fucking Elijah. Yeah.
Elijah, like, from the J. Michael Straczynski run.
From the really stupid spider magic spider totem shit.
Spider totem shit. Yep. Yeah, yeah. From the mid 2000s. Like, nobody liked that in comic form. And everyone likes everything in comic form. Like, everything anybody wants in a movie is like, oh, they're adapting this classic storyline. But that it'd be like if one of the Fox X-Men movies adapted like all of Chuck Austin's run from the mid 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, it's the Draco. It's the Holy War arc as a movie. They're going to make Nightcrawler the evil Pope who gives everyone disintegration wafers.
The stuff from like that era of comics is so embarrassing. Like, a lot of it, like, you know, you played Spider-Man 2, right?
Oh yeah.
I'm going to spoil Spider-Man 2. The last big reveal is the character Silk.
Mm-hmm.
Silk's a neat character. But you cannot get away from the fact that when she was introduced, her most prominent feature was she and Peter Parker had a deep instinctive desire to fuck each other.
Yes. Because they both had spider powers. Because
they both had powers and their bodies wanted to make spider babies or some shit.
That was fucking in the water, because I was talking about Chuck Austin. He also did that with a bunch of mutants, where like Wolverine met a bunch of wolf mutants and Nightcrawler met a bunch of demon mutants at the same time. It was like a weird thing that was happening in comics at the time.
People, I don't know if you call it a sensitivity reader or what, but like, you need like a Tarantino reader to go through and see if your fetishes are clearly,
like, showing.
Yeah, just completely.
Because Tarantino certainly knows when his fetishes are showing.
He knows.
Yeah, he knows. He has a fetish for people making fun of him for feet stuff.
Yeah.
He doesn't actually care about feet. He just wants people on Twitter to make fun of him. He's like, what can I choose that's plausible? I know, feet. He really staked his flag in the sand as far as feet stuff goes. Is he the most popular foot guy? Or the most known foot guy, I think?
Absolutely. Yeah. I can't think of anyone else who is more associated in a public and artistic way,
yes,
with a foot fetish.
It's incredible. Like, and like, he's also associated with movies, but who fucking isn't? You know, he is the number one. It's like, I'd rather reign in hell than serve in heaven, right? Like, he's the number one foot guy, and he's just like a pretty good director.
You know? It's the auteur thing. Like, because his movies are so associated with him and his sensibility, like, say what you like. Like, you know, auteur theory is bullshit. Thousands of people work on a movie, et cetera, yep, et cetera. There are a few directors.
And that's 2,000 of feet.
Thank you, man. Some of the stunt guys.
True.
There are a few directors in the world, I'm not saying anything particularly interesting right now, but who you feel like you are seeing what they wanted to show you.
Yes.
In Quentin Tarantino.
Very much so. And what he wants to show you is how much he loves Ladyfoot.
And again, not really. We've posited. He's actually getting off on you making fun of him.
It is what he wants to show you, but he wants to show it to you for 12th dimensional chess reasons.
God, he's so
smart. Like, three dimensional chess.
Yeah, no, don't give it too many dimensions.
There's not that many dimensions. Two checkers. For checkers, sure, reasons.
Gary, you think they still play checkers in Star Trek?
Like, there's just like a weird special version of checkers?
Yeah, Vulcan checkers.
It's just chess. That's a great joke if they made Star Trek and like, we'll play Vulcan checkers and it's just chess.
It's just regular chess on one board.
We also got the blue boil. We're back to boils.
Yeah. Gary, this is, I know we joke about it a lot. We are currently clocking in at 11 minutes per monster.
Yeah, I think it's a steady clip.
Yeah.
That's how you get to the sun, slow and steady, you know?
And we're going along at roughly 30 minutes per sprite, because these all look identical, basically.
They do look all... Well, this one's a little bit different. It's got little Venom goo webs stuck to it. Do you ever see those Venom movies?
I never have, no.
Okay.
I watched the Eminem music video. Does that count?
It's partial credit. The thing about those Sony movies, and this is not an original observation, I think I actually pulled this from the V Club review of it, but it's probably really well observed. When I was trying to figure out why I liked Venom. And then last night, Live Express, you know, we've been X-Men pilled because of X-Men 97. Mm-hmm. Read your article today. Nice job.
Oh, thanks.
That no consulting credit, sadly, but that's okay.
Gary, I wrote the whole article, and then after that, I asked you if my thesis was bad. So
I know, just joking.
Gary, but... no, Gary, I got the fucking CMS open right now. I'll just go. I'll change the first letter of every word to spell
to Gary.
Or every sentence to yeah.
So Liv has been a real X-Men pill.
No, like, consulting credit, motherfucker.
I'm livid. She's like, I never saw those new X-Men movies. I'm
talking past it. We'll talk about it after the call.
The first one's fine. The second one's really good. You should watch them. Like, I'd watch them. So we watched X-Men First Class last night.
Yeah.
And the thing about those Venom movies is they are a window to this weird alternate universe non-MCU thing where superhero movies are still the kind of shitty version they were in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Like, and that's kind of fun. Like, X-Men First Class, tons of problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not, I don't even know if I'd call it a good movie, like, in general. Like, it's okay. There's
your favorite
fun
Kevin
stuff.
Bacon movie?
It might be. Like, he's pretty fun in it. He gets all the good lines. For some reason, they gave him all the lines that should have been Emma Frost's. They make Emma Frost so shitty in that movie, and then just give, like, Kevin Bacon all the delicious bitch lines.
I mean, I don't know. January, she's good in Mad Men.
She does a horrible job in this movie. I've heard she's really good in Mad Men, but this is one of the worst performances I've seen in a film.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that there's somebody out there still making movies from like 15 to 20 years ago, basically.
Yeah, and his name is Zombieland director Ruben Fleischer.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
Blue Boyle.
Gary, how can I make it up to you, the consulting...
You're on a real roller coaster. You have to make up for me or anything. You have to give me credit for nothing. I'm in it for the love of the game.
I just don't want you to feel bad. I don't want this to eat at our friendship because it sounds like it will.
It sounds very much. I mean, it's going to eat on your end of the friendship because of my friendship, and it does not sound like that.
Do you want me to come guest on Real Lich Hours to make up for it?
You know, that's a very generous offer, but no.
Yeah, thank you.
if they patch in a card game that me and Cole don't want to play, we'll have you on there.
Sure. I just want to make it up to you however I can, man. And that seemed the most immediate way to do it.
Yeah, it seems like it. And the thing is, it's like we both accepted with grace the transgresses of the other. And we, you know.
It's a very Christian podcast that we do here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very beautiful. It's a sacrament. I call doing this the sacrament.
Yeah. Me
Taking
too.
More like sacrament.
More like the sacrament.
More like the sacrament. That would have worked really well if I was trying to transition back onto the sack. I know.
Yeah. No, let's do sack again.
Gary, that transition was
so good. Let's repeat
really
a monster.
Good. So this is the white one that is made up of spider webs, and it does the same thing the other one is doing, except instead of shooting bullets or Ipecac shots, it shoots spiders. This can be a real problem because anything that's populating the room with more monsters can really get away from you, especially in my preferred mode of play, greed mode.
Yeah, especially because these usually spawn in like groups of four. So even as you're...
Ludicrous.
Yeah, and usually off in the corners of the room. So you can get one or two of these down before they can put out a spider. But...
Yes.
There's probably going to be some spiders, and while spiders are easy to kill, they do move erratically. You can get a lot of damage from a spider.
Yep. And one of the things that is a little bit interesting about these guys, and one of the things that's frustrating about the wiki, is I think there's a limit to how many spiders they can spawn, because every time they quiver, they don't shoot out a spider.
Okay.
I think each one can only have a certain number of spiders on screen, but I cannot find that information.
Yeah. Up to six spiders can be active at once.
Oh.
I found it in... a second of looking. So.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm what am I going to do with that second layer today that I saved?
Come.
I might. Just
Mr. One Pump Chump.
Well, coming. Coming for a second isn't really an insult.
No,
masturbating for a second is, but like I'm trying to think of how long I come. It's longer than a second, but it's not that much longer.
Oh, Mr. Shortcum.
How do I measure that? Because I'm usually pretty distracted.
A stopwatch?
I'm pretty distracted, though. Like,
Gary,
I have to
sometimes for science, you have to ruin an orgasm. Unless that's your thing, in which case, I don't know.
Put it in a Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
I would need somebody else to do it. Because if I was ruining my orgasm, it wouldn't be accurate data.
Oh, if only there was another person there.
Yeah. Like I dream of that someday. I would love, I've had that conversation with Liv at some point. Like, listen, sweetheart, I know this isn't going to make sense, but
this
can
is
you,
for Guppy.
This is for Guppy. Before you think this is dumb or this intruding into our sex life is worthless, I want you to know it's for Guppy. And I need you, when we're having sex, when it's my turn, to pay attention to how long I'm actually orgasming. Not the whole buildup, just the climax. How long is the climax?
Well, Gary, see, the problem here is that an orgasm is mostly mental.
Yeah, no, I know. It'd have to be like context cues.
Or I think you have to commit to... Gary, do you make a noise when you come?
Yeah. Yeah. I am vocal in sex stuff, which has always been something that my partners have liked. I make it known when something feels good. I'm not going to do it on the show. But I do make... it's not like I also don't make a noise, like one noise, like a Pokemon. I make noise in general. Come dar. I do that.
Gary, do you ever look at your body from outside your body?
No, but I've heard tell of such things.
And just look at yourself and just go, why'd I ask that?
Yeah, I don't know why you asked it. I don't know. I mean, do you not? I always thought it was pretty normal, but maybe not. I haven't talked to, hey, dude, you vocal? Like, I haven't really spent a lot of time comparing notes about this kind of thing.
You know, I didn't have sex till pretty late, and you're usually supposed to be pretty quiet while you're masturbating. So, I don't make... I'll occasionally say, that's nice, but...
Oodalali.
I do, ooh la la.
Yeah, ooh la la, ooh la la. Ooh, la, la. That's what I like to say. I act as surprised as possible.
Yeah. I like to, well, of
what
course,
the
because
fuck?
I'm always thinking about that porno mag from Back to the Future Part 2.
I love Ooh La La. You can get little reproductions of Ooh La La.
Oh, nice.
From that. I've thought about having an Ooh La La on my shelf just as a fun souvenir of my favorite Back to the Future movie.
Yeah, you'd have to wrap it up in a Gray's Sports Almanac.
Yeah, nobody would know. Oh, cool. You got the Gray's Sports Almanac prop. Yeah.
Gary, that would be so fucking funny to have, like, the Gray's Sports Almanac. Oh, what a cool inside joke. What? Double joke!
That would be very funny. That's a great idea. I might steal that.
But no, Gary, I run silent, run deep.
Okay. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with, like, stealth mode.
You will know me by the passing of my jism.
Sure. It's more of a thing you feel than hear. Like, I understand.
It's all about the notes I don't come.
Yeah. All about the nuts I don't come.
Hey, there we go, Gary. That was a great transition to nuts. Let's see. Is there an enemy called nuts? Gary, what if we start? Gary, what if we started randomly moving through the list?
We'd have to start over.
Yeah.
But it is a fun idea. We'd have to get like a D360 or whatever. I don't know how many.
Fuck. Guys there are. And I would be committed to us not taking notes.
Yeah.
So we would have to remember which ones we did.
It's like a Parsley Games version of this where we have to be very difficult.
Gary, blue boil.
This is like a regular boil, except it just pops out a hush.
Yeah, it just makes the hush fight more complicated.
Yes, that's fine. Yeah. Then we got the gush. The gush is just makes black slowing creep and doesn't hurt you.
It's a stationary, harmless enemy.
Yeah, it's just a little road hazard. And black creep's not really that big of a deal, I find. Yeah, we're in the easy section of these. The weird ones, they get easier from the alt floors in Repentance.
Yeah, more interesting, but easier.
Yeah, same thing with the pustules. I know that we're moving at a blazing pace here, but...
Yeah, no, these only grow in the corpse. These are an appealing design, I will say.
It's very round. It looks like the hill from Super Mario World.
That's also where my mind went with it. Yep. Or the way you sometimes represent like a bump on the head in like an
very
anime
much
kind
so.
Of thing.
Like or just like a cartoon. Like this could be Elmer Fudd gets amnesia and forgets whether he likes rabbits. Like he could have this thing and he has to get hit on the head with a frying pan again to remember that he doesn't like rabbits.
Gary, do you think if I went on, I'm going to just, Gary, I want, okay, I don't want to get into like, I don't know, I've never listened to Quackstack, but I feel like this is what you do on Quackstack. Okay. I'm going on AO3 just right now.
Quackstack.
How much do you charge for it?
$10.
Nope.
Gary,
I have just gone to the Elmer Fudd tag on Archive of Our Own.
Okay.
AO3, as it's known. How many entries do you think have been tagged with Elmer Fudd?
That's a great variation on the thing we do on Quackstack.
Okay.
Because we use Rule 34 Wiki. We look for images.
Okay.
But AO3 is a whole new thing.
Well, I'm a professional writer, Gary.
I know. You're more interested in the written word. How many? So here's a caveat. I've never been on that website, and sure. I don't know anything about fan fiction, so I don't know what a baseline is.
Okay.
Right? Like,
all right. Well,
is it possible to ask for like something that people definitely fetishize?
Yeah. Like, give me another character. Give me another
Sonic.
Character. Sonic, AO3. Ah! No, God, no, my browser! My browser! Jesus Christ! Fuck! Jesus Christ, the first... God damn. Oh, that's Shadow.
It's all GameFAQ's ASCII art of Sonic's hole. It was only text, but ha-ha!
God, a lot of the, like, there we go. Sonic the Head. Okay. There are 14,598 works of Sonic the Hedgehog cited in some form or another.
In that case, for Elmer Fudd, I'm going to say 790.
Oh, no, you're an order of magnitude off. There are 74 for.
Okay. I was going to say, what direction?
Now, like, a lot of these.
He's actually number two after Sonic. What the fuck?
A lot of these do not have a slash. A lot of these are not sexual, or Elmer is not involved in the sexual.
Okay.
I'm scrolling down till I see one where Elmer Fudd is. We have one that's Elmer Fudd and original female characters. That's one about Bugs Bunny helping Elmer Fudd set up a social media page.
Oh. So they can introduce their character they made up? That can date Fudd?
It's...
Mods are asleep. Date Fudd.
I got to look at this one, Gary. Elmer had asked me over to help him set up a profile on Toonbonk on his laptop. Elmer smiled as he sat on his couch and pulled out his laptop and said, "Thank you for coming over and helping me, Betty." I smiled as I sat down on the couch and said, "You're welcome, Elmer." Elmer said, "I am not... to all this technology and computers." I smiled and said, none of us are used to it yet. Elmer nodded and looked for the power button and pressed it and said, "Yeah, Bugs told me he has a social media page." I smiled and said, "He does, I do too, and I think Daffy has one." Elmer nodded and said, "I would," that's spelled W-O-D. UWD, "like to have a page also so I can stay in touch with him." I nodded and said, "I'll help you get it set up, Elmer." Elmer aid, "That is good. Oh, Wookiee is woted. Now to get on to internet." He moved his cursor over to a web browser and clicked on it. I smiled and said, "What web browser do you use?" Elmer shrugged and said, "I don't know, whatever I could find, wee-wee." End of chapter.
End of chapter?
I would like to formally thank Betty Bunny on AO3 for contributing that content. There is a
incredible
second chapter.
Why does it take place in real time? Like, that's just them, like, you know, "Did you remember to get the gas? No, I told you to get the gas. I was going to get the gas. Oh, I know, but you were going to get the gas." What kind of web browser do you use? "Oh, do you like QWERTY keyboards or the other kind, Elmer?"
I nodded and said, "The next box is your email." Elmer nodded and said, "Oh, I think I remember my email." He started typing his email. I said, "Good, now you have re-enter it." Elmer nodded and said, "White." He started re-enter his email. I nodded and said, "Now select your gender." Elmer nodded as he selected male from the drop-down box. I said, "Now your birthday." Elmer said, "White." He selected the month, day, and year of his birthday. I said, "Now select sign up." End of fanfic.
Oh, that's, Gary, incredible.
I don't. this person has several other fics that are about
setting up, helping old cartoon characters set up their computer.
Lola Bunny talks to Betty Bunny on Toon Bonk. Daffy posts a selfie to Toon Bonk and Bugs riles him up with a comment. Betty and Bugs chat via video call.
On Toon Bonk?
Doesn't say it, but I have to assume that Toon Bonk has video chat functionality.
All right, I'm going to put Toon Bonk in here just to see what happens. Toon Bank? No. Stupid Google.
Oh, I really hope I am not making fun of a disabled person.
I hope not too. I thought I was going somewhere else with that for a second, but honestly, I just hope so as well.
That is...
It's weirdly cogently, like, it all follows. I can follow that story very well.
Gary, you could follow it as a tutorial to set up a social media account.
I know. Like, that is not only hot, it's also useful. Good find. Oh, man. Maybe I was wrong about fan fiction this whole time.
Yeah.
Maybe it's actually sick. It's just about, like, updating insurance policies and shit for old cartoons. Here, you'll have to sign here. And thus the Martians did. You know.
All right. There are only five works in Bugs Bunny / Elmer Fudd, FYI.
Okay. Kind of surprising. That seems like it'd be, you know, rich ground for Oh Yay, according to TV Tropes.
Sure. One of them is called Mistress Bunny's House of Spank.
Okay. That's when he dresses up as, like, Lady Bunny.
I have to, not just a Lady Bunny, but I assume a Lady Dominatrix Bunny.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we don't know what the Lady Bunny does during her night job. You know? Oh, man.
Yeah, Gary, I got to stop. I got to close these tabs because I'm just going to start reading these.
It seems very distracting.
It's one of the more distracting things that's ever happened in my life. Month, day, and year of your birthday, Elmer.
Is this European style or American style where the month goes first?
Yeah.
Just to make it clean, because we only halfway did this monster. We don't have to do any more monsters after this. Pustules in the corpse makes maggots and damaging red creep. And if it grows to full size, it grows into a blood fly.
Yeah, that's fun that it actually like grows into a thing.
Yeah, it explodes. It's a singular egg sac instead of like a gauntlet nest like the sac is.
Gary, do you want to knock out the walking ones real fast?
Yeah.
I find these annoying. You know why?
Yes.
They don't have the shrink or regenerate thing. They walk around on legs. They are the walking boil, walking gut, walking sac.
Yep.
They do the same thing as their non-walking versions. They either shoot out blood, ipecac, or spiders.
Yes. And they just walk around and do those things. They don't have eyes, so they don't pursue you. They just kind of wander in a corner.
And spawn crap.
Yep. Todd McFarlane's spawn crap.
Yeah. These are, but like the coolest thing about the boil type of enemy is the regeneration mechanic.
Yeah, like the keeping them low. Like sometimes you can't finish one off, but you're in the middle of a fight and you can shoot one a couple times just to buy yourself some time.
Yeah, it's a nice,
cool dramatic situation. You know what? Also, though, I kind of put this together on accident saying this. You know what these things are like? They are like the gauntlet enemy spawners, which also had that mechanic way back in like 1982 or whatever. 1984, rather, Gauntlet 1.
Yeah,
they also shrank and would spawn, and then you could shoot them, and when they were full size, it would spit out guys.
Yeah, I mean, Wizard does need nude food badly. Wizard needs nudes badly.
Wizard does need nudes badly. What did you think those things were when you played Gauntlet?
I didn't play Gauntlet when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
I didn't play a Gauntlet game till they put them on, until the modern, like the horrible-looking modern arcade ones. Yeah.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, Gauntlet was a big part of my childhood. I'm not surprised about that. It's not like it's foundational. I don't know how I thought it was maybe more common.
Were you playing on NES or arcade?
NES.
Okay.
Like, I played the NES Gauntlet a lot.
Did you have a multi-tap when you were a kid?
Nope. I was lonely.
Oh,
I played
it
by myself at my dad's house during the summer.
Fuck, man. That's really grim.
I got pretty far in it. Like, there's like 1,000 levels in that game or something. It's very long, but I got pretty far in it.
Yeah.
I got a weird affection for Gauntlet. I think Gauntlet's cool.
Yep. I think it has neat ideas in it. I think the actually the 3D Gauntlet games are kind of interesting for like how deep they go for an arcade game.
Yeah, I agree with that, even though they succumb to arcade bullshit.
Oh, yeah, they're terrible.
Like, it just becomes, you put quarters in there. The weird thing about Is Gauntlet, the first video game, that you choose a character and they have very meaningfully different abilities.
That's a, boy, that's a Retronauts kind of question to ask,
yeah,
Gary.
No.
And they haven't called recently.
I did subliminally slip your picture into our slideshow.
People told me.
So it did happen. I don't know that Bob noticed it, but other people noticed it.
I don't know that Bob would recognize me if he had.
we've never met. He's doing the Homer Simpson's Mr. Burns thing with you from Who Shot Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I should ask Mr.
Burns. Yeah, ask someone smart.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask one of these gaming historians about that, because that was such a cool thing to me. Like as a kid, I was like, oh, like what, you know. What type of character do I want to play as? You know?
Do I want to play as Mario or Luigi?
Yeah, well, I mean, even
Oh,
better.
Wait, Mario 2. I guess Mario 2 comes after Gauntlet.
Yeah, yeah. It's Gauntlet's 1984. Yeah. Like, it's, you know, it's going to say, like, oh, like Final Fantasy or whatever, but even that came later. Like, Gauntlet's very early for this kind of thing. Yeah, interesting. I should see if I can convince Cole to do an episode on Gauntlet.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
We can cheat. We're adults. You know, we can cheat. We can use guides.
Yeah. No, Gary, I have no interest in litigating this with you. I'd listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want strategies for manipulating Cole, I can try to help you there.
I appreciate that. And I do need some strategies for manipulating Cole.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. Flatter his intellect and his cats.
Yeah. The other thing with this is Cole is, for WoF stuff, I can do quid pro quo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can be like, okay, we're going to bump Infinifactory up or whatever. Or Factorio. I can't remember which one he likes. But bump one of those up, and I think I could probably get some leverage.
I mean, for Gauntlet, you might have to do a fucking Danganronpa game, man.
I don't think that's comparable at all.
No.
And I also wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But that's not worth the price, and that price is unreasonable. Both. Yeah.
Welcome to the marketplace of ideas.
Yes, the ongoing war of if I scratch your back, you have to scratch mine.
Yeah.
That's not really how me and Cole work.
I thought you were just describing friendship for a moment, but okay.
We don't scratch each other's back that often. Would you, if we're hanging out, if I was like, would you scratch my back, would you do it?
No.
No?
Fuck. Are you wearing a shirt?
I'm wearing a smile. That should be enough.
I think you would have to caveat it. Be like, I know this is, I think I would need a, I know this is weird, but.
If I prepped it. Okay.
Yeah.
And if we were out about, I'm not above scratching my back on a tree like a bear. That's
sure.
Why, that's
me
my
too.
Move. Yeah. So if we were out and about, it would have to be like we were at, like sitting on the couch watching a movie or something.
Or we were in a, well, you presumably have
Duck
back
Street.
Scratchers in your house. You could go get
do,
up and get
true.
Your back scratcher.
If Nick doesn't have a back scratcher,
then yeah, I'll scratch your back.
Okay, appreciate
is
that.
It, is the camera on us?
Yes.
Then yeah, of course it's content.
Okay, good. Yeah, I think that a back scratch between friends can be kind of nice. Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
If people like the show, what should they do?
Gary, they can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv to support the network.
Mm-hmm.
People should do that.
I think so. Listen to Quackstack. You can also leave us ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, or wherever ratings and reviews are found.
Yeah.
And tell your friends.
People people have been calling for me to incorporate more reviews since we're down to only one a week, but I'm comfortable. How about this one from Left on Podcast Addict by Gup Boys for Liff? Listening to the first episode of this show, 5 stars for the first episode, not this one. Oh, yeah.
Fair.
Yeah? No, first episode's first episode's pretty boring.
Yeah. We didn't figure it out yet. It's okay.
And then I will say, looking forward, it looks like that sad review from last week, like the depressing review from last week, has encouraged more people to write depressing reviews. They're not they're not aggressive, and they're not like, you know, I'm gonna try to like really fuck you up. They're just sad things.
Yeah.
So Autumn M, hope your surgery recovery is going well. John Scratch, rooting for you to, you know, you're, it sounds like you're missing your pup. I hope everything's okay. I hope you get through it. I'm glad that the show can help.
Yeah, I just want on the Slack.
People are sending these fucking sincere messages through the things that I'm not going to read for like a month. So I feel like I have to address your emotional issues now.
Rough stuff. If you're on the Slack, join the Wellness Actually channel to commiserate about stuff like that. It's a good scene for sympathies.
Gary, I can't imagine anything I'd do less.
I was talking to you. I was talking to them.
I know, but like, I didn't know this channel existed, and now I'm challenged by it.
Yeah, well, you know, go in there and disrupt it. Talk shit to a bunch of people who just lost their pets and stuff. I don't know. I'm not here to moderate the Slack. yeah, that's not true. It's exactly what I'm here for. No ghost.
No ghost.